Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Feeling very under-read when we get to work. It's more on National Book Lovers Day, though, and we are here with not only a local author but a publisher. This is Carrie Oberbrunner.
Yeah.
He is from the Lewis Center area.
Good morning.
It's great to be here today.
Yeah, I mean, through your signature program, Author Academy Elite, you've helped more than 500 authors from 8 countries get published.
I'll tell you what, it's a dream come true. It's one thing to write your own book. But a lot of these people, when they get published, they write me this card that says, look, I had a childhood dream since the age of 7 or 12, and I thought I could never get my book published, but now I can. And there's some books here that are about moms losing kids that are turning their story now into helping other people. Like, we have a book called After the Flowers Die, and literally this mom lost her son in a hunting accident, but now she's able to use her story to help other grieving parents.
In this day and age when everything's so digital, is there just something about holding a book that will always just resonate?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, people say, oh, well, we're going to get away with paper. And I don't think we are. I think there's people who absolutely love books. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still a big fan of audiobooks and digital books as well. But there is something about hiding away on a beach and just being in the sand and reading.
It's true.
You saw us talking to Meryl just a few minutes ago, an author. You're an author as well. But what would you say if somebody does want to get published? How do they go about doing that? She said, you know,
she got a lot of rejection in the beginning. I'll tell you what. I think you need a big why. If it's just about money, I honestly think you'll give up.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a message that you know is going to help people or entertain people. In other words, if that book is larger than yourself, then I think the goal is just to keep writing. There is this traditional model where you need to get picked up by an agent, but we're kind of a hybrid model where we're not self-publishing, we're not traditional publishing, but we help authors all along the way. So I literally become their author coach, and I jump on phone calls from around the world multiple times a week and help these authors complete their goal.
Because truly, as you just brought up, people self-publish a lot, and anymore with Amazon, you can be, sadly, not able to put two words together and publish a book.
It's the same thing with YouTube. You know, recording artists do the same thing with music, and, you know, unfortunately, anybody can self-publish, but when you have some reputable processes there, it makes the book so much better. It's like saying, I'm not going to build my own house. I'm going to actually use someone who knows how to build a house.
Yeah, and you've got a lot. I mean, you got a lot of work with covers and stuff like that. You kind of tell the self-publishing one sometimes.
Exactly. You pick it up, and it's got 6 fonts on the back and misspelling. No, we try to put quality work. For instance, one actually, the guy wrote in a tribe in New Guinea, and it talks all about his journey. So each one I truly love. I'm passionate about each author.
Give us what you think would be the one coaching phrase that you can, I know you mentioned, you got to love it, it's got to be bigger than you are.
Yeah.
But for all the rejection that comes, what should keep somebody in the game?
Well, here's one thing I tell my students many times. They say, the area of your deepest wound is going to often be the area of your greatest impact. So as an author, all these things that happen to us that are painful, those actually become the best parts of our book that actually free people up from their own pain. So I would say, look, if you've had pain in your own life, you're qualified to be an author.
Oh, Carrie, give me a pen.
There you go. You got a book to write.
That's right, me too.
Author Academy Elite, thank you so much,
thank
Carrie.
You
appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.